Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Senate Healthcare Committee. It is May 23rd, and we are going to have an informational here on an extremely important bill, especially to me, as well as I think to every one of the people that are in this room, hopefully. It's the reproductive health equity, and there is a House Bill 3319 that is in Ways and Means, but we won't be hearing it, so that's why it's really important for us to have an informational. So we have two panels, and the first panel is Senator Richard Devlin and Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum and Jessica Vega Peterson for a Multnomah County Commissioner. Senator Taylor, do you want to join us up here? Hi.
Hello. For the record, Senator Richard Devlin, District 19, Chair Mono Sanderson, members of the committee, I'm here to testify in support of House Bill 3391. A bill whose passage is well overdue. And this bill should pass this session. It needs to pass this session. As you all know, Oregon has a long history of advancing reproductive rights. However, gaps in coverage and care still exist. For example, today, a woman whose plan was grandfathered under the ACA doesn't have access to birth control without additional out-of-pocket costs. A mother who has just given birth under the Citizen Alien Waived Emergency Medical Plus program today would walk out of the hospital with little or no access to follow-up care. And transgender Oregonians face barriers to basic preventive care if their gender marker doesn't match their health care needs. These are just a few of the examples of the real gaps in access to reproductive health care that Oregonians still face today. Most of all the benefits in this bill are already covered under the ACA. However, the already existing benefits and protections we have here in Oregon are under attack by the federal administration. The executive branch is focused on eliminating reproductive services, and Congress is following suit. If Oregon does not act this session to safeguard access to abortion and improve access to care, we will take several steps backward as the federal government chips away at the progress that we have made. Colleagues, investing in HB 3391 makes good economic sense for both our communities and our state. Research shows that for every $1 in public spending on reproductive health and family planning services, states save $7 in Medicaid costs for pregnancy, labor and delivery, and children's health care. There is no better time to be making investments in critical reproductive health services for our communities. It's important that we establish policy to improve the health and well-being of all Oregonians, regardless of their gender identity, their income, their type of insurance, or their citizenship status. Although this is an informational hearing, I believe it's very important the work we are doing here today, because the passage of this bill is well overdue and it needs to pass this session.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Mona Sanderson, Vice Chair Cruz, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Ellen Rosenblum, and I am the Oregon Attorney General, and I'm honored to be here today to support House Bill 3391. I support comprehensive women's health care and especially reproductive health equity for both women and men in Oregon. House Bill 3391 will ensure that Oregonians have access to the full range of reproductive health services, including contraceptives, abortion, postpartum care, screening for possible infections and cancer, and counseling regarding all reproductive health choices. Oregon has been a leader nationally in protecting women's reproductive choices, including last session, passing the 12-month birth control prescribing bill. So thank you for your leadership in that area. As Oregon's Attorney General, and also as a woman and as a mom and a grandma, it's important to me to protect this access for future generations. Unfortunately, our benefits and protections are under attack by those determined to chip away at reproductive rights at the national and state level. You can help protect these rights by acting now to safeguard access and to prohibit government interference with a woman's decisions about her health care. House Bill 3391 does exactly that. This bill not only guarantees that insurers cover these services, but it also protects Oregonians against discrimination in the provision of health care benefits and insurance on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, or disability, and makes such discrimination a violation of Oregon law. So in conclusion, I urge you and the members of the committee to vote in support of access to health care for all Oregonians, including unrestricted access to reproductive health care. Please support House Bill 3391.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair Monica Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, and other distinguished senators. For the record, my name is Jessica Vega Peterson. I serve on the Board of Commissioners in Multnomah County for District 3. I'm today here on behalf of the commission, which believes very strongly that every person in Oregon should decide whether and when to start a family. In fact, we feel so strongly about it that the commission unanimously passed a proclamation submitted by me and Commissioner Loretta Smith, which was titled Proclaiming Support for Access to Safe, Affordable, and Comprehensive Reproductive Health Care Services. I've submitted the proclamation for the record and would like to highlight a couple of points from that. Inequities in access to health care lead to unfair outcomes for both parents and children. These inequities particularly impact low-income women, women of color, immigrant and undocumented women, young women, survivors of domestic violence, and transgender and gender nonconforming individuals. Multnomah County is the largest primary care safety net provider in Oregon. We serve some of the most vulnerable people, including those on Medicaid, those who are underinsured, and those who are uninsured. Every day, our care teams see what happens when healthcare screenings are deferred and when access to preventative services is not available. Care and treatment can quickly become much more complicated, placing an undue burden and suffering on an otherwise healthy mother and child. It's also more expensive, driving up costs across the system. Having a child is one of the most important decisions anyone can make. Every individual should be able to access safe, affordable, and comprehensive reproductive health care services throughout their life in order to achieve the education, employment, and future they envision for themselves and their family. The Congressional Hyde Amendment has for more than 40 years denied full health care coverage, which includes abortion, to individuals who receive their health insurance through federal programs, including individuals enrolled in Medicaid. Oregon is just one of 15 states to fill the gap left by the federal Hyde Amendment by providing those enrolled in the state Medicaid plan with coverage for the full range of reproductive services, including abortion. We currently have members of Congress who are undermining women's reproductive health care by threatening its funding. This, despite the fact that Oregonians have told us time and time again they support such services. Ending Oregon's policy would cause 18,719 Multnomah County women enrolled in Medicaid to lose comprehensive health care coverage. While the Multnomah County Commission passed a proclamation, as members of the legislature, you have the opportunity to secure meaningful reproductive health care access for people across Oregon. I urge you to stand up to Congress, stand up for Oregonians, and support House Bill 3391, the Reproductive Health Equity Act. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Attorney General, I'm taking advantage of you being here. One of the concerns that I have with the changes and at least pronouncements of the national administration and leaders in Congress, that one of the ways they hope to lower health care costs is by allowing cross-state line sale of insurance products. And I guess my question would be, we've enacted a number of policies in Oregon in terms of minimum contents of insurance policies and different things like that. Is it your opinion that Congress would have the authority to supersede or preempt state laws in that regard?
Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, Senator Beyer, no, that is not my opinion that they would have that right to do that. However, I speak from a fair degree of, I won't call it ignorance, but I do need to study up on the issue further. But I would not think that that would be something that we could not overcome with a good, strong argument for states' rights.
I guess the notion would be that someone who's never going to get hurt and buys a policy in Mississippi,
right,
that they would not be subject to Oregon laws. I don't know whether that's the case or not. And that would undermine the insurance provisions that Oregon has put in place.
Thank you. I'd be more than happy, Senator Beyer, to follow up on that with you.
That'd be helpful.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, all of you, very important people, and I'm so glad to have you in my committee. All right, Representative Jennifer Williamson, Christine Vanier, and Laura Swedlow.
Thank you, Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, and additional senators. For the record, I am Jennifer Williamson, State Representative from House District 36, Northwest and Southwest Portland. And I want to start by thanking you, Madam Chair, Representative Devlin, Representative Fahey and Representative Barker for co-sponsoring House Bill 3391 with me. This is a very important piece of legislation, I think, as you've heard and will continue to hear. We've heard a lot about healthcare being under attack at the federal level, and I think it's more important than ever to recognize the impact that healthcare has on our lives at the human level, and especially at the economic level. I think Oregon families are under strain today, often having a hard time making ends meet across our state, and too many families are living on the line. And high medical bills can send them over the edge into bankruptcy or even homelessness. And when private insurance companies charge unnecessary copays and high deductible for reproductive services, they're keeping Oregonians from accessing basic preventative health care services. We need to make sure that all Oregonians have affordable access to the care they deserve in order to make decisions about their health. Families in Oregon need access to affordable, essential reproductive health care, which is guaranteed under this bill, the Reproductive Health Equity Act. This would lead to healthier individuals, healthier communities, healthier families, and a healthier state. Reproductive healthcare matters as a serious pocketbook issue for Oregon families. The amount of money an Oregonian makes should not prohibit them from accessing safe, legal abortion. For people living paycheck to paycheck, denying coverage for abortion can jeopardize a family's financial security and push them deeper into poverty. Expanding and ensuring access to reproductive health care is the right thing to do for the physical and economic health of our communities and for our state. And with that, I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, and committee members. I'm Christine Vanier, co-founder of and co-president of Vanier Software and Technology in Beaverton, Oregon, along with my husband, David Vanier. I'm here in support of House Bill 3391 and urge its passage this legislative session. While Oregon has seen a strong economic recovery after the recession, there are still many Oregonians living paycheck to paycheck and lacking adequate health care coverage. Barriers to accessing needed reproductive health services can jeopardize a family's financial security and push them deeper into poverty, stunting economic growth in our communities and placing more strain on our state budget. Worse yet, an unplanned pregnancy can further complicate a family's financial situation. We have 112 employees at Vernier Software, and we provide fully paid health insurance for all of our employees and their families. We've been doing that for 36 years since our company started. It is important to me that our employees can access the health care they need, including the full spectrum of reproductive health care. If that means that we have to pay a little more for our employees' insurance in order for them to get that health care, we'll gladly do so. My husband and I know that our business is more successful and our employees are more productive when they can get the health care they need and come to work healthy. From a business perspective, House Bill 3391 is an incredible investment opportunity for the state of Oregon that will not only improve health outcomes for the child and mother, but will provide significant savings to Oregon's bottom line for years to come. And we certainly need that. With the help of the Affordable Care Act in limbo, businesses like mine need certainty that we can continue to offer insurance plans to our employees that cover essential health benefits, including the full spectrum of reproductive health care. House Bill 31 provides that certainty, and in the event of the repeal of the ACA, would give Oregon businesses a competitive advantage over other states in recruiting and retaining the best employees by offering health benefits that are cut above the rest. The Reproductive Health Equity Act is sound health, economic, and fiscal policy. A healthier Oregon means a stronger workforce and a more robust economy. House Bill 3391 provides a great return on investment for the state, and as a proud business owner in this state, I truly believe that an investment in Oregonians is the best investment we can make. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today, and I urge your support for House Bill 3391.
Thank you so much.
Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, my name is Laurel Swordlow. I am Advocacy Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon here on behalf of the Pro-Choice Coalition of Oregon. After hearing statements about why reproductive health equity is necessary for a stronger economy, a healthier state, for all Oregon families to thrive, I would like to explain in greater detail the specific gaps that House Bill 3391, the Reproductive Health Equity Act, will fill in order to achieve this goal. A notable gap that I don't believe has been referenced yet is that as it stands, only women benefit from the preventive reproductive health benefits currently secured under the Affordable Care Act. The Reproductive Health Equity Act will extend those benefits to men as well, ensuring that they have access to all preventive reproductive health coverage recommended by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, including testing for sexually transmitted infections and coverage for vasectomy, which is the most cost-effective method of contraception on the market today. The Reproductive Health Equity Act additionally establishes preventive reproductive health coverage for women enrolled in commercial plans that were grandfathered under the Affordable Care Act. This will expand access to no-cost birth control and family planning for 18,600 women in Oregon who currently fall into this category. Additionally, 48,000 women of reproductive age in Oregon are categorically excluded from Medicaid and prohibited from purchasing insurance on the exchange with their own money due to their citizenship status, leaving them without coverage for essential health services like reproductive health care. While this population has coverage for labor and delivery, thanks to the Cowan Plus program, coverage drops immediately after delivery, leaving these women without coverage for the critical care needed during the postpartum period, a period which is critical for mom and baby alike. There is no program that ensures coverage for a C-section follow-up, for treatment of an infected IV site, or for basic postpartum care for these 48,000 women. Additionally, an estimated 43,000 women of reproductive age in Oregon who purchase insurance on the exchange, as well as an unknown number of women with employer-sponsored coverage, have policies with deductibles of $2,500 or more. While most plans cover abortion, the cost of the procedure must first come out of this deductible, leaving the procedure unaffordable and inaccessible for many, which is problematic for a host of healthcare procedures, but it is especially problematic for pregnancy termination services, for which delays in care quickly result in more expensive and higher risk procedures, which I think we can all agree should be avoided whenever possible. Finally, transgender and gender nonconforming Oregonians need access to services often categorized as quote-unquote women's health care, including gender-specific cancer screenings and the full range of reproductive health services. Unfortunately, when coverage is dependent on one's gender marker, procedural barriers can hinder access to this necessary and life-saving care. Thank you for your consideration of the Reproductive Health Equity Act, HB 3391.
Questions for this panel? I think the only other invited testimony is Elizabeth Renley, and of course I would like anyone else, but I do have some, I want, and probably Laurel, you're the one that can put this on the record. I want to really focus on the impact of publicly supported family planning services in Oregon. And I know that the statements, there's some wonderful data here that our unplanned, our rates of unintended pregnancy, unplanned birth, and abortion for all women would be 83% higher. If you could validate that.
Yes, that's correct. So the impact of coverage for reproductive health care is quite significant, both in health benefits and in economic benefits for the state. As you referenced, that's correct, that in the absence of publicly supported family planning services provided at safety net health centers, the rates of unintended pregnancy, unplanned birth, and abortion for all women would be 83% higher in Oregon, and the teen pregnancy rate would be 88% higher. Data from a 2014 shows that these services prevented 25,600 unintended pregnancies, 4,700 teen pregnancies, and 9,200 abortions.
And just to follow up on that, the cost savings, I have a statement here that the safety net health centers in 2010 helped save $124,918,000 in public funds. Do you want to elaborate on that?
That's absolutely correct. One of the statistics that's frequently cited at a federal national level is that for every $1 spent on family planning reproductive health care, the state saves $7. Here in Oregon, that translated to roughly $124 million.
And now I want to get to, I know we're not having a public hearing on House Bill 3391, but I'm hoping it's going to come to the Senate side. This would prevent between 1,700 and 3,500 unintended pregnancies, this bill alone.
That's correct. Dr. Daniel Morris provided testimony at the House Healthcare Committee, which is on the record. In it, he provided two different scenarios that estimated how HB 3391 would be implemented. And from that research, he estimated that it would prevent between 1,700 and 3,500 unintended pregnancies per biennium.
That's wonderful. Comments? I have to read into the record Elizabeth Steiner Hayward's statement. So, this is her words. As a family physician and legislator, I would like to voice my support for House Bill 3391. The data show that having a child before completing one's education is the leading cause of poverty for women. Robust reproductive health services allow women and families to prevent having children before they are ready to make that choice. House Bill 3391 provides access to full scope reproductive care from contraception to abortion to maternity care for people who need this care the most. We have a duty to support women in making autonomous decisions with their doctors. This bill will save the state millions of dollars by funding long-acting reversible contraception instead of paying for unintended pregnancies, which are costly on our system and costly on individuals. I support this bill knowing that its implementation will mean a healthier, better educated, more prosperous population across Oregon. That's from Elizabeth Steiner Hayward. Other comments? All right. We have Elizabeth Renley, and that's it, unless someone else wants to talk. Thank you, all you wonderful representatives.
Chairman Sanderson, members of the committee, here representing Cambia Health Solutions, I was asked to get up and just sort of briefly describe our participation in the process. We really appreciate all the work that went into crafting this bill from a
policy standpoint, but more importantly, when it comes down to implementing this bill, we have to make sure we can get it right or we don't achieve the access that this bill wanted. And so we spent several weeks working out all the little minor details that would make this bill work for Oregon's health insurers. And today, Cambia is supportive of the bill, and we're really grateful to all the work that went on behind the scenes to make this bill workable, and we look forward to seeing it pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone else want to? I'm opening it up, even though it's not a public hearing. Thank you, everyone, because this does end our informational on reproductive health equity in Oregon, and thank you so much for all of your support, all your work. Any information that we need to know as a committee, Oliver?
I'm really done.
We are done already. We could have had some. Ready. We could have had some.
I'm really done.
We are done already.